Next Tuesday, NASA will launch its first dedicated oceanographic mission from Dutch Harbor. The purpose of the IceScape research voyage is to study climate change in the Arctic, with focus on how varying ice conditions affect the ecosystems in the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas. Over 40 scientists will be brought aboard the Healy, a U.S. Coast Guard icebreaker that is capable of cutting through 4.5 feet of ice continuously. The NASA mission will cost about $10 million, and it will last for 5 weeks. On a conference call this morning, Paula Bontempi, a program manager with NASA, described some of the questions that IceScape scientists hope to answer.
This includes looking at things like, why is the Earth varying? How is it varying? What types of forces are actually acting on the Earth? Are they natural? Are they man-driven? Are there any consequences of these forces for life on this planet? And then how do we go about possibly predicting what's going to happen in the future based on what's happening now and what's happened in the past?
The data that the scientists gather while aboard the Healy will help supplement the data that NASA's satellites have collected on Arctic ice conditions. IceScape chief scientist Kevin Arrigo says these conditions have changed dramatically in recent decades.
The sea ice in the Arctic Ocean is retreating about 28 days earlier now than it did just a decade ago. And sea ice is advancing about 17 days later than it did a decade ago. So that means just basically in the last 10 years, the ice-free season in the Arctic Ocean has increased by about 45 days.
Arrigo says that the change has affected the food production schedule in the Arctic substantially, and that phytoplankton is now blooming a month earlier. This makes it difficult for migrating species to raise their young when food production is most abundant.
Well, imagine you've got a favorite restaurant that you go to. Now, this restaurant, it's pretty far away, but they've always been serving dinner at 6 p.m. every night. Now, you like to go there, you have to give yourself enough time, and if you do, you can make it to the restaurant just before the kitchen closes, and then you've been doing this in your entire life. Imagine, though, the restaurant starts serving dinner earlier and earlier. It starts serving dinner at 5. Maybe it starts serving dinner at 4. You're going to find it really difficult to get there on time, and eventually you may find it impossible. And this is what's happening in the Arctic now.
The IceScape expedition is scheduled to conclude July 21st, when the Healy reaches Seward. A follow-up voyage is scheduled for the fall of 2011. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.